with each other. Jesus is the Christ. One year had passed very quickly. It's really true. It's true that so everything was given by God's grace. So walking and then living in the walk of faith is really such a grace. And today we're gonna appoint the deacons and deaconesses and the leaders of each division. So today's title is the commission worker that God wants. Acts 6:1-7. So there were seven deacons that was appointed. The important thing is that there is the covenant that was really given to our church. Then this covenant should be really personalized. So God really wants us to have the 3,000 partisans in 300 regional churches. And then all these non-pastoral churches should be really revived. And then accreditation for the seminary school and through ACA. All the tribes and 237 nations will be revived, and 5,000 tribes will be revived, and then all these summits will be really raised to revive the future. So we should really have this prayer topic and keep praying. So the reason for all this is that for the sake of the world evangelization until the Christ really comes for the second time. Then we should really have the 5,000 tribes in our heart and then keep praying for them. So surely God really wants us to, because God will really raise all these burdens, so we should have the watchtower with watchmen. We should really protect all the field, all the places that you're living in right now. So this role is to really protect, to bind, because we need to really bind the forces of darkness. So we should really keep praying. If you really become the watchman, then you definitely need the antenna. That means you need to have the communication with God. For 24 hours, you should really communicate with God. And then transcending all the spaces, and then you should really have the role of the antenna. If you don't protect, then there is nothing to protect. Then through our prayer, then God is the one who will be protecting all these things. So we should really have the, play this role, very important role as an antenna. So that's why we should know that we should become someone that God really wants us as the commissioned workers. So if you really look at the Jesus public life, he really had all the miracles happened, the healing happened, but he actually chose the disciple 12 apostles in each region. There are people who are dying and who exactly did they really need? That all these lay people really needed to be raised, So there were the 70 workers. So 12 apostles and 70 workers, disciples. Then God, Jesus really died on the cross, crucified on the cross, and then resurrected. And he said, don't leave. You should really wait for the promise that was given by God to be fulfilled. And the people in the early church, there were the 12 apostles, 70 workers. All these people who really witnessed the Jesus crucifixion, they are the ones who really witnessed. And they really get together in the Mark's upper room. And when they really had the Pentecost, this Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit was established and came upon them. And when exactly did they really have this work of the Holy Spirit? That Acts 1:1, when they grab hold onto the covenant of only Christ, and they really grab hold onto the God's kingdom and the power of the Holy Spirit. And they had that. Then in verse 14, they really got together. They really started praying. Then these disciples and apostles were really following Jesus Christ. And then they even witnessed all this ministry. Those are the people who really got together. Got together in the Mark's upper room, and they really had the work of the Holy Spirit. And when they really have this work of the Holy Spirit, and then that's when the they really had what kind of answer? The answer of that Jesus is the Christ and he is all the solutions. And then you should really get together with the answer of Jesus is the Christ. Not only that, through someone who really have that covenant and the answer, they hold on to that covenant of the Mount Calvary. Go to all the nations and make them into your disciples, into the disciples. You have to go to all the people and heal them. You will be the witnesses of the end of this earth. You should really feed the lamb, feed the next generations. These are the missions that is given to someone who really have all this covenant. So because you're saved and you have the Christ in you, then right now what you need to do is to have the mission. Why? Because all the people, they're really all desperate, spiritually desperate, because they don't have the answer, they don't have the gospel. So all the pains in the mentality, feeling, and all the environmental problems, they have all these problems, and mentally speaking, they're all sick. Then what should we do? We should heal them. We should heal them, and then we should heal all the people and go to all the people. And this gospel should be really spread it to the end of the earth. To the next generation, you have to make sure that you will really have that answer. And then you should make sure that you have all this mission. So with all our effort, then should we really have all this? So we should really do everything with the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what happens in the Mark Supper room. There are lots of people who are really revived and healed, and many remnants rising up. That is the work of the Holy Spirit established upon them. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, so even now, this work is really taking place. The Antioch Church So through Antioch Church, then to the Macedonia, to Macedonia, to from Macedonia to Asia, Asia to Rome. That is how the Roman evangelization was really taking place. So God really called each of us, and then He really told us that we should really have this ministry. So from the beginning, when you really accept the Jesus Christ, and then you're all called as the commission workers for the sake of the world evangelization. From the beginning, well, I started coming to church for very little time. But God really chose you. And, you might say that, I don't know much about the messages. But you should really stay and remain in the messages. Why? Because God is the one who is doing it. If you don't have the financial power, then God will really do that by giving the work, giving the finances. Then that's how the capable the God is. He doesn't have any lacking part. Because He knows everything, He doesn't have any limitations, that He can really fulfill everything. Then that God is with me. So you should really enjoy this blessing. This is something that I'll keep talking. So God really I should really have the play of role of the watchman and antenna. Then through you, then all these 3,000 partisans will be really found. And there are lots of churches without the pastors. We don't even have the seminary schools. We should really have the seminary students, and this is the covenant that it will be really fulfilled. For this ministry, for this work, then what God really did was that they called the disciples and start working upon them. Of course, we need to have lots of people, but what we need first is the commission workers to really revive the region, revive the next generations, to revive the business people. That's what we need as the watchmen and the antenna. We need the commission workers who can really revive this economical, financial part as well. So first and most, that's why God really raised all these workers. You're not the audience, one of the audience, but you should really become the disciple. Until the Rome, and then these disciples really grab hold onto this covenant, and then they kept going on. So through you, then all this covenant will be fulfilled until the world evangelization. Who is the commission workers that God really wants to have? Someone who has the filling of the Holy Spirit. And who is the filling of the faith, and then filling of who is who has the feeling of the wisdom. There is the meaning of the feeling of the Holy Spirit. What do we mean by the feeling of the Holy Spirit? Feeling the Holy Spirit means that they are really, they have the feeling of God. They are filled with God. Because the Holy Spirit itself is God Himself. And then the Word of God is God Himself. So you're filled with the Holy Spirit. That means you're filled with God and God's Word. The Holy Spirit is the God Spirit. Holy Spirit is the God Himself. So that's why if we are filled with God and then we are filled of the God's Word and the feeling the Holy Spirit as well. This cup is not full of water yet. But there should be the room for some room because we didn't really want to spill this water. But when you said the filling of the Holy Spirit, then you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And you're filled with the God's Word. That's what we mean by the feeling of the Holy Spirit. When we say the feeling of the Holy Spirit, it means that you just go to some place to pray and then grab some kind of trees and then scream and crying. And that's how you really feel like the Holy Spirit is coming down. So a little time ago, then that's how the people really talked about the feeling of the Holy Spirit. But sometime later, it was very temporary. So sometime later, then they will just go back to their own state. But when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then that's what we mean by the filled with the God's Word. You can believe the God's Word. Then the God's Word is really yours. Then you really know that the God's Word is really fulfilled in yourself. And the Word of God is very sweet, and you will receive the power and energy. Then when you listen to the God's Word, you can really renew yourself. You can even confirm some answers. That is how the filled with the Holy Spirit. Then completely Galatians 2:20, then God becomes my Lord. Christ doesn't have anything, any part that is lacking. That's why the Christ, we have enough. It's enough within Christ. So this person perfect, who is perfect and who is complete, will be responsible for your life. That's why we call him the Lord, because you misunderstand that you are the master of your life. You choose the things for your life. You really have to change it. You really have to ask questions. Does this make God happy? If you really keep asking that kind of questions, you can really see how exactly you can be really guided by the Holy Spirit. It's easy. You can keep asking God. That is the filling of the Holy Spirit. You should be filled with Christ. Because there is nothing that is lacking, then you should be filled with the covenant. That's what we mean by the filling of the Holy Spirit. then what is the reason for you to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit? The reason why you really need to have the filling of the Holy Spirit, it's just because it's the God's promise. God said that I will pour this Holy Spirit upon you. That's why you have to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Then with the God's word, I will be baptized. I will baptize you. When you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, all the Judah, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The reason for us to really receive the filling of the Holy Spirit, because we have this physical body and we have the weaknesses. If we have some problems, that's when you really have to be responsible. But all this life of yourself, you cannot really have the power to really overcome all your life. Then you really need to have the filling of the Holy Spirit to overcome all these problems. And you should really have the filling of the Holy Spirit, and then God himself really said he will prepare. But if you don't have that, then you keep asking, you will keep saying that, this is not enough, this is not complete. Then you can overcome the finances, you can overcome all these problems that you're facing all the time. So that's why God really said that he will give us the filling of the Holy Spirit. So you should receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Of course, it will be the spiritual problems. Then we tend to say that that's the person's spiritual problems and all that. But if you say like that, then you really have to know that you're making the mistakes by saying that. Then there's no way for that person to be really revived. But there is always a background. There's always a background that have no choice but to happen. If you really look at the background, then there is the work of Satan. Those who really have the spiritual state can really have spiritual. Then these people will really have the incidents and some problems. Then you really have to look at their background. Now this person is such a sweet person. Maybe because he's too nice, and then he may be really deceived by people. Maybe that's true, but we should really be able to see the background, the spiritual background working upon them. Because they are weak, and then that's why they really talk back. Because they have all these bad personalities, and that's why they really talk and complain. There is someone who is really captured by Satan and then the darkness. So that is why you have the reason to be really filled yourself. You should really fight against this spiritual background, because it's spiritual background, and we cannot really fight over physically. But if you really have the fight spiritually, and that's when you can really revive that person. Why God really tell us that to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit? Because there is the limitation. The power that human has, then as a result, everything is actually impossible. The power that we have is very limited, and it's very absolutely, it's impossible. But this absolute impossibility will be really changed. I'm very weak. Then I will pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then about my family, myself, I cannot really do anything. But if I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, then the darkness will be broken down. And if there's one person in the family, and the family, entire family will be revived, will be healed. You should really enjoy that blessing. How exactly can you receive the filling of the Holy Spirit? Only. So you should really have the only filling of the Holy Spirit. Because God is absolutely possible. You have the limitation, then you will fall into your own thoughts. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit. There is the way. Then you should really meditate on the God's word. Then you should be guided by the word. This is how that God's word is really guiding me, leading me, and that's how you will be led by the covenant, by the word of God. Because you have the right, you're qualified to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that you yourself, within yourself, there is a God's Spirit indwelling in you? God's God, then that's why you're really qualified to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you should really have the prayer of the faith. Because you have the qualification. And through the God's word, you should really make it to your prayer topic. You should really change all these things as your prayer topic. So you shouldn't be thinking of, I should really solve all these problems. So you just need to change. This is something that I need to pray to God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Then this is the commission worker who is really filled with the covenant. So if it's not filling of the Holy Spirit, then that cannot be the guidance. So I really hope that you can enjoy this guidance of the Holy Spirit and have the prayer with the faith. So it says that all this Hebrew 11, 1, 2, 3 said that all this faith is something that will so this virtual image is that the 3, 6, 11. Everything is centered with the world. That's why all these people, all these three organizations, what are they really teaching? Is that yourself is God. You really have to be responsible for your life. How could you be responsible for your life? Even because you have the limitation. But in the Bible it says, yourself is impossible, but I will be responsible. You should really pray for me. Who will be responsible for the God's word? That's God. The that life, that your life, it's not something that you will be responsible. It's God who will be responsible for your life. In the world, if you really look at yourself, then you're full of yourself. Then you worry about everything. But why is that? Because it's you who is really trying to lead your life. Even though I say, I'll go crazy, but the Bible said it's okay. God is the one who created me, and God is the one who really knows your situation. That's why You should really follow the real image, not the virtual one. What is the real image? That's actually, you cannot really see them. That's why you need. That's why you really need to have the faith. You cannot see them. That's the hidden secret. Angels, servants, that spiritual beings, God, the hell, heaven, Satan, the spiritual world, you cannot see them. That's why you need this, you have the secret. If you don't know the gospel, you cannot really understand the secret of the world. So the visible thing is actually virtual image. But the real image is something that is spiritual. And then you have the hope. You have the hope that this gospel will be really spread into the end of the world. Then you will be remained, then you will be used to fulfill the God's word. The virtual image is something that you can't actually see it, but because you follow it, you keep missing the spiritual things all the time. Those who really seek the God's word, the God when you really have the faith and then step forward, then he will give you the reward. That is the width. And that's the Emmanuel, then God is the one. God will make everything is good. That's the oneness. Then that is the God's. That will be rewarded. That's the reward for your faith. So you will have this faith, and you do not follow the virtual images. Then those who really follow the real image, the spiritual things, and then God will be the one working on all these things. And then someone who will be really filled with the faith. And you should really be the one who is full of the faith. Those who really want, and the God who is really looking for is filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the faith, filled with the wisdom. Those who is who has the fear of God. And that's the beginning. So you know God, then that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the beginning of the knowledge. That's why through the God's word, you should really know God deeply. You should really know the how great the God's word is and God's ability is. The fool said that in their mind, in their heart, there's no God. Someone who does have the wisdom and the fool. What's the difference? The difference between these two is too big. You don't really have to graduate from the elementary school to know God. And God is the one who will really make you understand the whole thing. Knowing God without knowing God and saying that there is no God, that's very foolish. Someone who is really foolish is someone who really say that there is no God. And who is God? God is the beginning of the knowledge. And God himself is the Christ. In Christ, there is all the wisdom, knowledge, treasure. And all this treasure is all hidden within Christ. Everything is there. Then who can know this? All this treasure, that's Acts 14. There's someone who is really predestined to be saved. It's the one who can really know the God. Daniel 1:8-9. The Daniel and his friends. And their wisdom was 10 times more than the people in the palace. Why do we need to have the wisdom? What's the reason? The wisdom is very important and needed in the church. We need the faith and all that, but we really need to have the wisdom. Why we need to have the wisdom? All the people really came to the church. And we have all the different levels, different characteristics, different levels, different knowledges. We are all different. That's the church. And this person and that person came. That's where the church is. But we don't need to have the qualification because we are all created by God and then we have the right to come to church. So the wisdom is very important. The word, if you say things, whatever you think, then people will be will receive a trial, will be tempted. So we really need to have the wisdom. When you say something, you really need to have that wisdom because there are lots of people gathering. We have all different, we have all these different scars, spiritually, mentally, physically, they're all weak. Then some of them are in the sadness and all that. But all these people come to the church. But so it's all this hospital is the church. this disease, the different disease. We are all here gathering, bringing all these diseases. So it's what we really need to have is the wisdom. The person's feeling, you should really be filled with the wisdom. You should really have the word of God and then give that person answer. So Peter is not really he was really in hurry about everything. So he even tried to walk on the surface of the water, and he is the one who cut the ear of the soldier. So that's the Peter's personality. However, he was one of the apostles. So Iscariot and Judah, everyone was actually the apostles of Jesus. So how come they were all used as the apostles? Because Jesus really died on the cross and crucified on the cross, and then they really realized all this gospel at the Mount Calvary, Mount Olives. And then this is the gospel that we really need to spread. Only by the gospel people can be healed. Only by the gospel we can really raise up all the next generations. So they really could realize these things after they met the resurrected Christ. That's how this church was really formed and built. And then that's how you really receive the salvation. God doesn't really want you to have all this your own effort, but it's more you should really have the wisdom. You should use the wisdom and to move the people, then you can really heal people. That's what we really need. So the gospel church will really have the 3,000 disciples, 300 regional churches here and there. People really need to come here. So what you really need to do every day, you have the feeling of the Holy Spirit, you have the feeling of the faith, and then you should really receive the wisdom given by God. Then you should really nurture them so that they can really call themselves as the worker of the Christ. And the Christ, you really got to heal that person so that they can really be the disciple of Christ. And then if you can really work like that, then God will really give us the growth. And this is the covenant that will be fulfilled throughout you. In the conclusion, one word. And first and most, they have the peace. And then they are not in hurry. They have the luxury. They will receive the feeling of the Holy, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They have the joy before the ministry, before the field, before nurturing other people. All of us should really have this peace given by God. We should really have the luxury. That's the thanksgiving. That's the result of the feeling of the Holy Spirit. Then that's how we can have the continuation. Then because of the personality, then they cannot really be used.